Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
In this shir, we will b'siyata d'shmaya discuss tarti l'reise, which means a combination of two things against the chazake, and the source of chazake in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud. The Gemara in Nida Daf Beis, Amud Beis, discusses tarti l'reise. What's the case? A mikveh was measured and found to have the required shear of 40 saw. A tamei person toiveled in the mikveh and then touched food. Later, the mikveh was again measured and found to be short of 40 saw. Normally, chazaka d'meikare, the original status, is stronger than the chazaka d'hashte, the current status. The chazaka d'meikare would tell us the mikveh became deficient only now, and therefore, as the outcome, the person who toiveled is tor, and what he touched should also be tor. However, the Gemara factors in a factor called chosar va'asoi. A mikveh, by its nature, constantly loses water. This ongoing process weakens the chazaka d'meikare. Therefore, we combine tarti, tarti means two, tarti l'reise, two separate reises, proofs of weakness. One, the cheskes tumma of the person who was originally tamei, and two, the chazaka d'hashta of the currently deficient mikveh. This combination achieves the status of vadai, that it's definitely tamei, even in Rishus Rabim, where normally sveikoi tori would apply, but here it doesn't have a tori asafik, it's considered vadai. This is the position of Rabbanon. Reb Shimon disagrees. He holds that tarti l'reise does not reach the status of vadai, but is rather a very strong reise that creates a chazaka neged chazaka situation, leaving it as a safik. Reb Shimon also argues on another point. He holds safik tumme b'shus ayochet safik vadai. By tumme, it cannot be derived from soita, because in Soita, the Eidei Kinoi and Eidei Stire constitute a reglayim ledovor, such a strong reise that damages the chazaka d'meikare, unlike Sofik Tume, where the cheskes tahare remains fully intact. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Gemara asks, what's the Torah source for the concept of chazaka? And the Gemara says, Nigei batim, tzaras in a house, must be at least the size of a gris. The kohen enters, sees the required shear, and exits, whereupon he declares the bayis tamei. And the question is, perhaps by the time the kohen exited, the neged shrunk below a gris, and the tumah never took effect. This proves, we go with chazaka, that it didn't become smaller than a gris. Taisis asks, perhaps this only proves chazaka when there's no reisa against it, that we don't think that it's, that something changed. But how do we know chazaka holds even against the reis, even against the chazaka d'hashta? So Tosfos answers that when the kohen returns at the end of the week and finds the neged smaller than the gris, which is a reis, chazaka d'hashta, yeah, we say that the change happened the last possible second, not before the kohen declared it tamei. Because if the suffix would be that now that we have a chazaka d'hashta, then maybe it was already smaller the second after the kohen saw it, and male of the house never became tamei. So we say no. It changed the last possible second. This proves that chazaka d'meikare overrides chazaka d'hashta, and it says that it only occurred the last possible second. So we have two dinim of chazaka. One, that chazaka d'meikare tells you that there's no suffix, there's no reason to assume that anything changed. But then when there's a reis of chazaka d'hashta, we say it happened the last possible second. And Tosfos continues, perhaps there was no one in the house when the kohen declared it tamei, making it a sofik tumme b'shus ayochet sofik vadai, and then it's tamei even without chazake. Tosfos answers, the Gemara speaks of a case where there were three people in the bayis, the rishus rabim, and we need chazake to make it tamei. Then Tosfos asks a fascinating question. When the kohen returns and finds the nega smaller, why not make a tarti l'reise, meaning tarti l'tivuso, for the good, l'reise against the chazaka, Why not combine the chazaka, the hashta, the nega now is smaller than the gris, together with the cheskes tahara of the bayis, because it was tori before it had a nega, and you have a tahara tigler reisa, which is valdei, then the house is valdei tor. So Tosis answers is a fascinating answer, that by a nega, unlike mikveh, there's no concept of chosar vasoyi, that it's constantly losing water, which makes that the chazaka, the hashta, is erased completely retroactively all the way back. Rather, a nega is miraculous to begin with, and a miraculous thing, just like it came, it could disappear in a second, and it could lose the shear in a second, it could change in a second. The fact that it is smaller now is not retroactive proof that it was smaller before. It's not a erased all the way back. Unlike a mikveh, which continuously loses water, a nega's change is sudden, not gradual. So therefore, there's no retroactive race, and chazaka de meikara prevails. Getting back to Nida Daf Beis, Reb Shimon holds, Sofik Tumah B'Shus Ramah Sveikoi Tor is a kal v'chomer from Sofik Soite. If by Soite, where there's a race against the Cheskes Kashrus, because of the Kini Estir, and let's say, even B'Shus Ramah in a Movi Ofel, as we mentioned, and it's Tor, then certainly Sofik Tumah B'Shus Ram, where there's no Reis, Sveikoi Tor. And we'll end this Shia, Tosis and Chulm has another Kasha. Maybe we only say Chazaka L'Chumra to make the Bayis Tomei. How do we know that Chazaka applies L'Kula as well? So Tosis answers, the person who became Tomei goes into the Beis HaMikdash. When he's Tomei, he must bring a carbon for entering while he's Tomei. But if the bias was really Tohar because the Nega shrunk before, then he was mutted to go into the Beis HaMikdash and the carbon he's bringing is Chulun Ba'azor. So that's a proof that you go Chazok L'Kula as well, which is a huge Chiddush, because one might argue that once we already paskin that the bias is Tomei L'Chumra, then the outcomes are simply consequences and not themselves examples of applying Chazaka L'Kula. But Tosis holds that no, that's a raya that you go Chazaka even L'Kula.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.